It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you, Tom Dooley, and good sad Sunday. Today's Sunday. Today's the Lord's Day. Good Sunday, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. So delighted to have you as a part of the broadcast today. And today we're going to do some more prophetic praying. We're going to do some prophetic praying, and it's going to be a wonderful broadcast. I would like to remind you that on Thursday, January the 15th, I've rescheduled this. January the 15th, I'm going to be giving the prophetic words that I've been giving across America, around the world since January of 1990. It's a long time. So I'll be sharing those prophetic words on for 2015 on January 15th. So invite you to be here. It's going to be a great broadcast. I'm praying with you today, and I'm praying for you. I'm praying for divine order in your life. This is January, and I'm praying for order in your life. I just believe that God is going to allow you the opportunity to set some things in order and to declare, there's some things I'm leaving in 2014, not bringing them into this new year. So it's going to be a great broadcast. I'm going to be praying. I know that I'm going to pray some prayers for you that's going to be very, very helpful. So, Father, we just set ourselves in agreement right now here on BPN Radio, this 24-hour internet prayer station. The will of God, the plan of God, and the purpose of God is going to be done today in people's lives. This is an hour of power. This is a prayer broadcast, and I just know that people's lives are going to be touched. We submit ourselves to you. We come boldly by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We do not come in our own name, but we come in the name of Jesus. We do not come in our own righteousnesses, but we come by the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we pray for the abundant life, and we pray your will be done during this next hour as I lead the prayer here on BPN Radio. And I thank you for the people that are praying with me on this Sunday, this Lord's Day. I thank you, God. And I pray that your will, plan, and purpose be done in their lives today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I ask, Holy Spirit, that you come right now and that you speak to me, your servant, and you give me the words to pray for individuals that are listening to this broadcast today. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just speak to me and through me as I pray for different individuals, different people groups today here on BPN Radio. I ask, Lord, that you give me 1 million people to pray for revival in America, people across America and around the world. I thank you, Lord, for over 900 churches that are praying with me. I thank you for over 600 cities that are praying with me and counting. And I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, for these churches that are represented, the people that are praying. I pray for other prayer groups. I pray for churches that are praying across America. I pray for different prayer ministries that are praying. I'm very thankful that churches are praying. I thank you for people like Hal and Cheryl Sachs out in Phoenix, Arizona, longtime friends of mine that have taken on their heart for many years to pray for the city of Phoenix and the state of Arizona. Very thankful and very grateful for people that are praying. I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you for other prayer ministry groups. And Lord, I thank you for pastors today that have taken on the responsibility of leading and shepherding their congregation. I thank you for these men and women today who are sacrificing their lives, giving of themselves in order to shepherd the people and care for the people. I pray, Lord, for these shepherds, these men and women of God, as they prepare to minister to their congregation today, or as they minister to their congregation today, that you would anoint them with your spirit, with your power, Holy Ghost. I pray in Jesus' name that they would have a word from the Lord to speak. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that the shepherds will feed the sheep, will feed the flock, and will share with them what you are sharing with them. And they will not be silent concerning things that they need to talk about, that they will talk about righteousness and holiness and right living. They will exhort, they will reprove, they will rebuke with all long suffering. I pray they'll speak the truth, tell the truth today, regardless if people agree or disagree. I pray for these pastors, these shepherds. I pray, Lord, that these men and women of God will be free to speak the word, declare the word to their congregation today. They will not be afraid to speak what you are speaking to them, to share with their congregation, Holy Spirit. And I bind all controlling, manipulating spirits in churches, people that try to control the pastor, manipulate the pastor with their money, with their influence, with their longevity. I bind all Jezebel spirits, spirits that would try to minimize the authority of the pastor. Because we know, Lord, that Jezebel spirits hates the voice of authority, particularly male authority. And so I bind every Jezebel spirit that is working in the church to try to control, manipulate the congregation, the pastor, the leadership. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, I just pray for the church. I pray for the church to be healthy and whole in Jesus' name. I pray the church will get out of debt. I pray the pastors will be strong and of a good courage, and they will not be intimidated. I pray for them right now. No intimidation. They will be strong and of a good courage. They will not be afraid. They will not be dismayed. On this Lord's Day, I pray for the shepherds. And I pray for people in the church. I pray for every Christian, because every Christian needs a shepherd, a true shepherd who watches for the flock by day and by night. And I just sense today that there are so many people that don't have a true shepherd. You don't have a pastor. You have no one who cares for your soul. There are so many Christians today that you don't have a local church that you attend. And you have kind of become burnt out on going to churches because nothing seems to work out. And the way you think, maybe it should work out. I pray for you. I pray that you'll have a shepherd, someone that will care for your soul. That's what David cried out. He said, "No one cares for my soul." He didn't have it. He was a shepherd, but he didn't have a shepherd. I've been in ministry almost 49 years, but yet I need a shepherd. I have a shepherd that I can go to, that prays for me, watches for me. And I don't believe we ever reach that place where we don't need a pastor and a church. You say, "Well, I just have church at home with my family." I'm not being critical of you, but your family needs a church. Your family needs a pastor, someone that you can look to, someone that you can go to. Because, you know, trouble will come in our lives. There's no way we can avoid it. And I pray for you right now in Jesus' name that you will have a church and a pastor. One that cares for your soul, not just necessarily somebody that's within a few blocks of you that you can drive quickly. I'm not talking about a church where you can get in, get out quickly. And there's a lot of mega churches today, and I'm certainly not being critical of that. But there are so many people that go to church, their pastor, their shepherd does not know their name. They don't know who they are. And so I just pray that you will have a pastor or shepherd that knows your name, can touch, you can get a hold of. And if you are in desperate need, you can call your shepherd. We need a shepherd that we can have touches. Someone that has enough maturity to take care of a flock. And there's a lot of people, a lot of men and women that are rising up today saying they're pastors when they're really not true pastors. They're not a true shepherd. And they let wolves come into the flock. They do not know how to care for people. They do not know how to give them wise judgments, wise counsel. They do not know how to pray for them, protect them, do spiritual warfare over them when the enemy attacks their home or their family. So I pray for you now. I pray that you'll have a shepherd, one who cares for your soul, and a church that you know, this is my church. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. You know, the Bible says those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of their God. Even when they're old, they're going to be fat and flourishing. That does not mean physically, but that means spiritually. And in other ways, financially, peacefully. And so I just pray for you that if you don't have a local church, now I do know, understand that some of you have been hurt, wounded in the house of God, and I pray for you. But it's still the plan of God. It's still the plan of God for you to gather in a local church. You are a force in the earth when you pray together, when you work together. You know, Jesus said, on this rock I'll build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. And then later the Apostle Paul, you know, he put a divine order there. He put apostles in the church and prophets and teachers and pastors and shepherds. And he set things in order of how it should be. And so I believe that the church is a divine entity. And I don't believe that God wants us. It's his best for us to be separated. And when we begin to pray, I believe that God will lead us to a shepherd who leads a local church. And there shall be protection for you and your family. And I prayed the last day or two about child-centered families. We have child-centered families in America, other places, where the child leads the family. That boy or girl makes decisions for the family, and they do everything they can to make that son or that daughter happy. And even when it comes to the church that they choose, well, my son or my daughter does not like the children's ministry, or my son or my daughter does not like the youth pastor. And so we have to lead. As parents, we have to lead. If there's a father in the home, you need to lead, sir. You need to determine with you and your wife what church would be best. A pastor that will love you, care for you. And youth pastors may come and go, and children's pastors may come and go. Circumstances may come and go, but you cannot afford to have a child-centered family where your son or daughter is trying to determine where you go to church. Now, I'm speaking to you as a father, a grandfather, a man that's been in ministry all these years. I'm giving you wisdom, and I declare that God desires for you, sir, you, ma'am, for y'all to choose the church where you feel safe, you feel fed, and it's a good place for your family. And you don't change schools every time your son or daughter does not like the teacher or the school. And so today we just pray right now for order in the family and order in the church. I'm praying with you for divine order this year. In Jesus' name. Divine order. And there's so many people out of order. Their lives are out of order. And I just want to pray with you today concerning divine order in your life. And just before I pray for some strategic things, now I'm just praying right out of my spirit. I'm not praying according to my notes. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just praying prophetic prayers right out of my spirit as a prophetic voice in this nation since 1985, a prayer and prophetic voice. I'm just doing some prophetic praying as the Holy Spirit leads me to speak to you here in my studios in Austin, Texas. And I'm just praying for you. Would you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you? Would you talk to him about your church, your pastor, your family? As I get prepared to pray some more prayers, I just call them divine order prayers for 2015. Father God, we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God be done in each of our lives. The plan that you have for us is a good plan. And I set myself in agreement. I set myself in agreement with people on this Lord's Day, this Sunday, that they will be planted in the house of the Lord. And I just want to pray with you right now about where you, if you don't go to church somewhere, where you are supposed to go to church. So I just pray right now in Jesus' name for individuals that are listening to VPN radio here on this Sunday that do not have a home church. Maybe they've been visiting different churches. But I just believe, Holy Spirit, that you want to say to them, this is your church and this is your pastor. This is your church and this is your pastor. And may they be planted there. And they don't have to think about where they're going to go to church. They don't even have to think about when they go to church. I believe there's a major reason why I've been in the ministry all these years. And I believe one of the major reasons that I have been in the ministry all of these years is because my mom and dad took me to church. They did not send me to church. They didn't say, now, son, you get up and you go to church. They took me to church. And I think one of the major happenings in my life was when I was about 6 years old. Our church had a six-week revival. We went every night. It was in January or February in Comanche, Oklahoma. We went every night, and the Holy Spirit, I was not sent to a children's church service. I went into the auditorium with my mom and dad, and there was a demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. And there was an impartation that came to me as a six-year-old boy. Something radically happened in my life. And as I was growing up, and my mom and dad would take me, and I would sit with them. And I'm not trying to be critical, but there's a lot of our children that grow up and they are never in the auditorium service with their mom and dad. They never see how their dad and mom worship or give, or they do not hear the pastor preach. And they grow up with a children's pastor or a youth pastor. And then when they get older, they've not even gotten acquainted with the senior pastor. And they don't even know who the senior pastor is, hardly. And so sometimes they drift away. And we got a whole generation of young people that are drifting away. They have no love for the church. They have no concern for the church. They have no appreciation for the church. And it's because in many cases, they've been segregated from the church. And I just believe, I know I'm real radical when I say this, but some desegregation where churches, where families once again gather in the auditorium, the children, the teenagers, the family, the parents, and there's times that they worship together and hear the man of God, the senior pastor, the senior leader, the lead pastor, minister. And particularly in times of revival or special services that they are able to participate there. So, Father, I pray for the family. I pray in Jesus' name for divine order in the family. I pray that there will be the families that are listening today will be planted in the house of the Lord. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. In the courts of their God, there will be a planting in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that people will have a deep appreciation for their pastors, that will honor the man and woman of God. They will honor leadership, and there shall be a divine order in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name I pray, in the name of the Lord. I pray that, Father God, today that you will strengthen the church. Would you help me pray that the church would be strengthened? The enemy has come against the church to try to weaken the church, try to make the church non-effective, try to make the church just for old people. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that there would be a reviving of the church in America. I pray, Lord, the church will pray together. I pray the church will schedule revival meetings, not just one service. Lord, we're just using our facilities one day at a time. Many congregations just having Sunday morning service. That's about it. Revive the church. May the lights be turned on in the church. May people see that the church is revived with cars pulling up to the church. May there be a sound that comes out of the church, an attracting sound in Jesus' name. Divine order in the church. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I pray for those that are praying with me today, listening today, I pray for an order in their lives as they come into 2015. I pray, Lord, that priorities will be established and lists will be made. Lists will be made concerning their future and concerning their lives. And I just pray in Jesus' name that we will leave some things in 2014, some baggage, and we will leave it in 2014, and we will come into this new year with tremendous anticipation, establishing some priorities in our lives, in Jesus' name, determined that we are going to continue straight forward. We're not going to revert back to the old. We are not going to focus on what could have been, might have been, should have been. Lord, I pray for people today. They'll release the past. 2012, 2013, 2014, maybe 1997. But just let it go. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We'll not look back and always think, well, if we'd only made that choice, if we'd only done that. You know, Gene and I was trying to talk to Gene this past week about, you know, a house that we built way back when. When was that? 1974, 75. Way back in Rush Springs, Oklahoma. We built the house for, I think, $30,000. Our payments were $286 a month. And I said to Gene, you know, if we just kept that house, we'd have that house paid for, and, you know, we might could have used it sometime. And I was just talking about it, and she said, no, you got to leave 1974 in the past. So, you know, people do that. It's amazing. So that's all gone. That situation's gone. You can't recall that. So we spend a lot of our time saying we should have done, would have done, could have done. So I just bind all that. Bind all of that. In Jesus' name, should have done, would have done, could have done. All of that stuff in Jesus' name. You just bind it. We just carry, the only thing we're going to carry into 2015, we're going to carry past promises that we had in 2015. That's from the Lord, not from other people. And we're going to carry prophecies concerning our life. We're going to carry the dreams and visions that we had in 2014, unanswered prayers that were not answered in 2014 that we thought were going to be answered. We'll bring those over into 2015. And we believe that in 2015 that there is going to be an answer in 2015. We believe that dreams that we had in 2014 that did not come to pass, we believe they're going to come to pass in 2015. Prophecies that we thought were going to be fulfilled in 2014 were not fulfilled, so we'll bring those over into 2015. And any promises from the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, we're not carrying that 2014 baggage into 2015. So what happens is you just keep carrying all those years into the next year, and pretty soon the load becomes so heavy that you can't bear it, and life becomes unbearable, and God never intended for life to be unbearable. So I pray for those of you today on this Sunday where you just feel like life has become unbearable. I'm too tired to get up and go to church. I'm too tired to live life, and I'm too tired to even get out of my robe today. I know I got a face tomorrow. I wish I didn't have to go to work tomorrow. I wish I didn't have to get up and go to work. And pretty soon, you're so heavy with all of this stuff that you've carried from year to year. You've not released it, and the load is so heavy. But Jesus said these words, "Be encouraged. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." So I pray for you now. I pray in Jesus' name that you would just allow the Holy Spirit just to lift that load off of you, put you into a new year. That's why we only have 365 days of the year, because the Lord designed it that way, for after a while the load just becomes too heavy. So he said it's a new year. That's why we say Happy New Year. So here we are in the first week on this first Sunday of the new year. I just want to say congratulations. You're here. You are here. Congratulations. And the Lord has you here for a special purpose. So we got to make some plans for this year. And you say, is it all right to make plans? Yes, it is. The Bible said a man will make his plans, but it's the Lord that directs his steps. And so there are some things that God's going to do for you this year that you have not anticipated. But it's a good year. And how do I know it's a good year? Because it's a good plan. The plan, the Bible says, that God has for us is a good plan. To do what? To give us a future and a hope. So I thank God for this year. Would you thank God with me for this year? And as we enter this new year, we need to establish some priorities. Some priorities. And so I've been making me a list of priorities in my life, a list. And, you know, my list cannot be your list. Your list cannot be my list, but I think it's very, very important. And I'm reestablishing my time to pray, my God time. That's my first time, so I'm going to get up before the sun comes up. And, of course, I've been praying. I've been getting up and praying for a long, long time, actually since 1966. But there are some seasons, you know, I get a little bit lax in that. I think, well, I'll sleep in just a little bit. But I'm back at it this year, back at it, getting up, giving God the first hour of my day. And then I'm spending time with my wife, having a coffee and praying with her. And then I'm spending time on BPN radio. And then I am spending time doing some administrative work. I'm spending time ministering to some pastors and leaders. I'm spending time working in some other areas of ministry, ministering in local churches, encouraging others, working on a 24-hour breakout prayer network, sending out daily prayers, and believing God is going to give us 1,000 prayer centers and 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders. And so my time is full. Then I've got one day of the week, which is a Sabbath day, and it's during that day that I just don't do anything except just relax, read, watch some television programs that I like. I like sports. I like commentaries. And just enjoy that day. And if I played, if I was a golfer, I'd play golf probably all day that day, that one day. But anyhow, there's a Sabbath day of rest. So we need to establish some priorities. Set it down. And if you can start by giving God the first part of your day, the first hour. I give God the first hour because that's what he said to me in 1966. Give me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life. You say, that's pretty difficult. And why is that so important? Because I pray for two major reasons. I pray to know God, want to build that relationship with the Holy Spirit. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what He wants me to do. So it's in that secret place. When I go in personally, just me and the Lord, that He begins to speak to me. Some days I don't hear a thing. Some days I hear a lot of things, and I write it down, and I share it with other people. So, and then He begins to help me establish other priorities in my life. So it's very, very important that we do that. And so today, let me encourage you on this first Sunday of 2015, let me encourage you to set your face to seek the Lord. And if you will put prayer at the very start of your day, and I know this is a call to pray here on BPN Radio, but if you would put prayer at the very start of your day and say, I'm going to get up, I'm going to set an alarm, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to give God the first part of my day. I call it the first hour of my day. I know there's people that give God the first 2 hours of their day, two or three, whatever the Holy Spirit says to you. Maybe the first 15 minutes, first 30 minutes, the first hour, whatever it may be. I do an hour, but I'm not putting that on you. But it is the key. And if you will do this, I will guarantee you by the end of this year, your whole life is going to be changed. Things will be in proper perspective. So my spiritual son, Godfrey Birtle, way out over the pond in England, wrote this song entitled, I'm Going to Set My Face to Seek the Lord. And this is what we need to do this year. We're going to set our face to seek the Lord. But I'm going to set my face to seek the Lord. That's Godfrey Bertel. And we're so thankful that you are listening to BPN Radio. I was waiting for that little break there. Somebody was hesitating. Listen to BPN Radio on Sunday, and this is the Lord's Day. And the Bible said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. So I want to congratulate all the pastors, the church leaders, and all of the people that are attending the house of God today. It's very, very important to be a part of a local church. And if you're not a part of a local church, of course, I'm praying for you, believing that is going to happen. And this is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here. And if you want to donate to this broadcast, if you want to donate to Breakout Prayer Network, your gifts are tax deductible, and you can go to our website at bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and make a donation. Go down to the bottom of the website, and there is a donate button. If you want to make a contribution, you can make out a check to Breakout Prayer Network. The information's there. You can pay by PayPal, credit card, and we would be very thankful and grateful for your contribution to this ministry. We believe that we're good soil. You're sowing good seed into good soil. So we believe in giving, and thank you very much. Thank you for our prayer partners, people out there praying with us. I appreciate Cheryl Ortiz, our national prayer coordinator, who receives your prayer request and sends them along to our national prayer team, who prays for your needs, your prayer request. And so you can send a prayer request on our website, bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and then you can go down toward the bottom of the page, double-click prayer request, and send that in. That'll be great. Well, we believe in prayer, so we encourage you to do that. And remember that we do send out a daily prayer. It's about a 60-second prayer by email. And if you'd like to be a recipient of that prayer, then you can go to our website, letspray.america.com. That's letspray.america.com. You can sign up there, and then you will, the next day, you will get a prayer, a daily prayer. And it's something that the Holy Spirit speaks to me in conjunction with our BPN radio broadcast, because I believe that as we agree together in prayer, something very, very powerful happens. So it's not just about me praying for you or you just listening to me pray, but I always want to give you that opportunity to pray with me and move along slowly so we can pray together. Remember that we're believing God for 1,000 points of light across America. That's 1,000 cities and 1,000 churches and 1,000 prayer centers. And so you need to go to that sign-up sheet on the homepage of our website, letspreyamerica.com. You can sign up there, and you can put your city in, your church in. If you don't have a church, just put the name of your city. Be sure to put your email address so that you can receive our daily prayers. And we will have somebody in your city praying and somebody in your church praying. So you need to go on our map, letspreyamerica.com. You can look at the map. And if your city is not represented on the Breakout Prayer Network, you can do that. Make sure that your city is, there's a light going on in your city. And so we pray for your city right now. The Bible says that we need to pray for the peace of our city, because in its peace, we will have peace. And so we're thankful, very thankful for that. Let's take time to pray for our city today. Can we do it? Just pray for your city right now. Anybody in leadership that you know, pray for your city, the city that you live in. Just pray for peace and ask God to send revival to your city, and the glory of God will be revealed in your city. Well, that's Courtney Vandiver. She's playing some worship music. She's up for a Grammy Award. She's been nominated for a Grammy. And I think those Grammy Awards will be announced next month. So we speak blessings over Courtney Vandiver and also Todd Mooring, who does background music for us here, and Leland, who does our theme song. Believing for change, believing for revival. And so I'm just praying for you right now in Jesus' name that God will bring a divine order into you and your family this year. It's very, very important. I'm particularly speaking to fathers, and I'm just praying right now for you that you will be a man that rises early in the morning and begins to pray for your family. That's what the Bible says, what Job did. Job ended up a very blessed man, had his story written in the Bible. It went through a lot of difficulty. And I'm just praying for you fathers, you husbands. You'll be mighty men of God. You'll be spiritual leaders in your home. I'm not talking about just financial leaders providing financially, but you'll provide spiritually. You'll get up and pray for your family, and then you'll pray with your wife. That's very powerful when a husband and wife agree together in prayer. And then you as a family will have prayer before you go off into the day. Don't rush out into the day without praying. And I pray that your family life will not be helter-skelter, that you're always running late, but you'll get up very peaceful, very quiet, and you say, well, we just stay up so late at night. Well, you start getting up early in the morning, you won't stay up late at night. The habit will be broken. Don't take a nap all day long, and you'll be ready to go to bed that night. So I pray for you. I pray for you fathers. I pray for families. I pray for the family altar that's been removed. Divorce has taken place, and chaotic conditions have transpired because of no prayer in the home, no family prayer. No Bible reading, no instruction. In Jesus' name. I pray for all parents today that are homeschooling their children. I know it's a tremendous sacrifice, but God is at work. My son, Rick Gentry, he coaches three homeschool basketball teams right now. And because we believe in Christian schools. We believe in homeschools. I've started a couple of Christian schools. We believe in homeschools. And if your kids are going to a public school or government school, you must do extra training because they're probably not receiving very much training there. And so we just pray for families today in Jesus' name. I speak blessings over your finances in the name of Jesus. And if you want to prioritize your finances, then you can bring 10% of your finances, which is your tithe, into the local church. And then you can give some offerings above your tithe. That's why we were talking about you supporting Breakout Prayer Network, not with your tithe. Your tithe belongs to the local church. But if you have some offerings, some extra money you'd like to sow, and that's actually where the blessing begins. And so I pray over your finances because that is one of the most pressurized parts of our lives is our finances. I pray that God would bless your finances. And there's a lot of people that make a lot of money, and yet they're still in poverty. And so poverty is a spirit. There's a lot of people gripped with the spirit of poverty. And so I break all spirits of poverty off of your life, and I declare that you are going to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And so I just encourage you to get your priorities in order. I pray in the name of Jesus today on this Sunday that people would get their priorities in life, and it would begin with their time, their God time. And it would begin with time with their family. And it would begin with their finances, getting their finances in order. And how do we get our finances in order? The first 10% goes to your local church, not to some radio preacher, some preacher that you love to hear. It goes to your local church. And then sow some seed, give some offerings above to your local church, to other ministries, as you are led by the Spirit, to your pastor, to your some parachurch ministry that you believe in. But the first 10% goes to the house of God. Get your finances in order and declare, I'm going to get out of debt. I'm coming out of debt. And so I just believe that God wants to get your prayer life in order, your finances in order, your family in order, and believe that God is going to give you a job that you love. And if you have a good job, just believe that God is going to promote you in your job. And if you don't like your job, you dread going to work every morning, believe that God is going to give you a job that you love. And if you want to be in business, that God will give you a business that will prosper in Jesus' name. And I just pray for people that want to start their own business, that God will bless you and help you. And maybe you say, well, I've already tried. Well, the Bible says a righteous man will fall down 7 times and get up again. So I pray for you. If you want to be in business, be in business. And I believe that God will give you God ideas, revelation, knowledge, inventions. There'll be other people come along and help you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I pray for those of you today that are always contemplating trying to go back and do things over. And you need to stop that. You can't get back into 2014. The door's been shut. I'll never forget years ago when I was ministering at a church in South Texas. Actually, it was in West Columbia, Texas, down south of Houston. And I was staying in a little village called Columbia Lakes, and I had a walking trail. And I would walk about an hour a day. There's something powerful about an hour. And I would walk an hour a day. And one day I thought, you know, I can only walk a short distance. So I'm going to walk, and then I'm going to come back the way that I came. And so I walked for a while, and then I said, well, I'm going to have to get back to where I'm staying. But when I went back, when I started back, I lost my way. I did not know how to retrace my footsteps and go back. I lost my way. And so that's the way it is with you. You start trying to go back and you can lose your way. It's very, very important that you go straight forward. So I pray that you will not turn around. I pray that you will keep going straight forward, that you will not revert back to the past, saying those were the good days, and I think I'm going to move back there. I think I'm going to go back and do that. I think I'm going to. No, it could be a major mistake. I'll never forget when Gene and I was called to Rockwall, Texas, a church that was praying. I became the associate prayer pastor there of that great church, the fastest growing church in America. That we were having a difficult time to begin with. We had left a church in Oklahoma City that we were pastoring for 8.5 years. And we were struggling there in Rockwall, Texas. And one day, the senior pastor, who had been my associate pastor for a long time, he just said, why don't you come back? I don't want to be the senior pastor of this church. You be the pastor. I'll go back and I'll be your associate again. And, I just longed to do that. It was an amazing thing. I thought about the good times that we had there, the struggles that I was going through at the present moment. And I just thought, I'm going to do it. But when I began to pray about it, the Holy Spirit wouldn't even speak to me about it. And I realized, hey, I can't go back. I've got to go straight forward. And I'm so thankful I did. Because Gene and I have got to travel to so many nations of the world, minister in so many different languages. The world has been at our doorstep now for many years. I've got to do so many things, including ministering at Wembley Stadium in London, leading prayer at the White House, and getting to meet so many, many wonderful people, and being able to prophesy over thousands of people, starting prayer across America, different places in the world. It's just been amazing. But there were some difficult times that we had to go through in order to get there. So I believe that God has some mountains for you, but there may be some valleys that you have to pass through to get there. So I pray for you on this Sabbath day, on this Sunday. Those of you that are going through difficult times, you know that you heard God. You believe you're in the will of God, but it's so hard. It's so difficult, and you want to turn around and look for some relief. If I could only get some relief, and it seems like where I came from may be some relief. Maybe there's some opportunities to go back and do some things that I was doing. It seemed like maybe a good thing at the time, but I pray for you that you will not return to where you came from, that you will go straight forward. You will not veer to the right or to the left, that you will continue to follow the Lord. Peter was asked, "What are you doing, Peter?" He just said, "I'm simply following the Lord." So you must keep following the Lord. You must be willing to release the past. What could have been, might have been, could have been, should have been. The good, the bad, the ugly, because God has a good plan. But the plan is ahead of you. And you got to be a pioneer. You got to be that pioneer that moves forward, allowing the Holy Spirit to just work in your life in an incredible way. And so I declare it in Jesus' name. I declare it in the name of the Lord. Well, I just want to tell you today that I love you, and I'm thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to be able to pray with you each day here on BPN Radio. Why don't you tell your friends and neighbors about BPN Radio? It's a place where people could come and just pray with me. Sometimes I have special guests that talk about certain things, and sometimes it's just you and I. But I'm praying for you. I pray that your faith fail not. I pray that you will have a good day. I just want to tell you that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can stay where God says you can stay. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can sow where God says you can sow. You can reap where God says you can reap. You can meet who God says you can meet. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. I'm declaring today that God is setting things up for you today. Divine appointments, divine connections, partners, investors, new opportunities, favor. I declare that your paths are straight paths and your paths are being led by the Lord. He has not left you or forsaken you. I declare that all is well in your life, all is well in your family, your future, your finances, your health, your emotions, your city, your church, your job, your business. I declare that all is well. I declare if God is for you, who can be against you? And I thank you for listening today and praying with me today here on the Breakout Prayer Network. You have a wonderful day. I'll be back with you tomorrow at the same time.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.